You would think that being indoors would keep our houseplants sheltered for any kind of pest problems, but somehow or another, pests seem to find their ways into our homes and can infest our indoor plants. Now, spider mites are hard to diagnose. They're very tiny. You really can't see them well at all with the naked eye, and the damage they cause is subtle. The initial damage that spider mites cause makes a plant look sort of dull, faded, and unhealthy, but as the damage continues, the leaves may turn a tannish color and even begin to get brown on the edges and fall from the plant. Now, there are a variety of indoor plants prone to spider mites. A huge number of our foliage plants are prone to them. You can use a magnifying glass and look under the leaves and see if you can see the little white skins they shed and the little white eggs that they have there as well. You can purchase insecticides at your local nursery, use them per label directions, and you'll finally get rid of them if you'll do that. Forget It Growing, I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.